Let's give a big welcome to Dream All-Stars Destiny.
It is an exciting moment for the girls. These girls may not perform perfect cheerleading moves, but it is a proud moment for them. They are Destiny, a team of cheerleaders with special needs. The girls, age 7 to 15, are cheering at their first major sports event, a college basketball game at George Mason University in Virginia.
It's been very exciting. I wasn't sure how Claire was going to do, but she handled it very well, so I was pleased.
Paula Kearney's daughter, 13-year-old Claire, has autism and Down syndrome.
So it's been hard to find something that she can participate in, but the girls have welcomed her with open arms.
The Destiny team started about a year and a half ago after the mother of a girl with disabilities approached Andrea Needle, owner of Dream All-Stars Gym in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Having children in cheerleading myself, I have seen the great benefits my kids had gotten from it in terms of their self-esteem and confidence and the bonds of friendship they formed. So when I was approached about providing that for other children, I was absolutely thrilled to do it.
Broken tea!
Since then, a goodwill enterprise has formed. There is no cost for the families. Neil donates the gym space, time, and uniforms for the children. The coach, Karen Mason, is donating her Saturday mornings, too.
A lot of the families of the special needs kids really face financial hardship in caring for their children and their various therapies and medical costs.
The parents have noticed benefits that go beyond the gym. They say the experience has been life-changing for the children.
My daughter Tiffany had antidepressants before she came here, and she was severely depressed. And since she's been in this program, it has built her self-esteem. She's much more happier now.
Kylie's always on the sidelines asking, well, when is it her turn? When can she have a play day? When does she get to participate? And now this is something that is entirely Kylie's, and she's very happy about it.
Yeah!
The team is part of a growing grassroots effort to create more activities outside of school for children with physical and intellectual disabilities. The U.S. All-Star Federation, an umbrella organization for cheer and dance teams, says special needs teams have more than doubled to 160 in 34 states across the nation in the past year.
They're really nice to me that, like, if I make a mistake, they don't laugh at me. They're like, try again and don't give up.
As 12-year-old Tiffany Roberts discovered, the girls have found belonging and friendship, which the parents say has been missing in their lives.
1, 2, 3, Destiny!
And they say the best part of the program is creating a place for the children where they know they are accepted and loved. For producer June So, this is Melinda Smith, VOA News.